The Quiz Kids, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer for headache.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for cold distress.
Yes, when these occasional ailments make you miserable, take Alka-Seltzer for really fast, really effective relief.
Well, there's our class bell, Quiz Kids, so let me have your attention for today's first question. What might you find in the kitchen that does its work upside down?
Well, there's a question all you listeners should be able to answer. How about it? Think hard now and see if you can get ahead of the youngsters here in our classroom. And here they are, the Quiz Kids and the chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Thank you, Bob Murphy, and hello, everyone. Well, we're going to get this Quiz Kids question session underway at once. So here we go with roll call, children. Joel?
I'm Joel Coverman. I'm 12 years old, in 8th grade in Volt School.
Harriet?
I'm Harriet Claire Fry of Parkridge, Illinois. I'll be in the 8th grade at Lincoln Junior High.
Ira?
I'm Ira Lee. I'm 12 years old, and I go to the lab school.
Patrick?
I'm Patrick Owen Conlon. I'm 11 years old and 7B at Fort Dearborn School.
And again this afternoon, we have that very small quiz kid, Melvin.
I'm Melvin Miles. I'm 5 years old.
Say, by the way, Melvin, how is that job going you told about with the street gang working in front of your house?
Well, I'm on my vacation right now, and I was supposed to get my union card and my check, but I haven't got it yet.
What I think the
union card was because one day my boss was said it has to go through a lot of red tape.
A lot of red tape, I see. And you expect your check. Now, tell me, I suppose a job like that pays pretty well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, of course, I don't like to be personal, but how much, Melvin, are you making on this big job?
$1 an hour.
$1 an hour? What are you going to do with all that money?
I don't know.
You don't, huh? Well, I certainly hope that the check comes through and the union card, too. Mm-hmm. Now then, back to our first question. Your first question from Mrs. George B. Kerr of Prospect Park, Pennsylvania, was, what might you find in the kitchen that does its work upside down? We have four hands up, and Patrick's hand was first. All right,
then? Well, I have two answers. The first is upside down cake.
Well, all right. What's the second answer?
And the second is a fly swatter.
Fly swatter. Very good. Harry, what were you going to say?
Well, it might be does, the soap that does its work always.
Well, all right. We might as well go down the line. Joel?
A brush.
A brush? Ira?
I was going to say upside down cake also.
Upside down cake, and little Melvin has his hand up.
Well, it could be super sad.
Super says, all right, well, I'll accept all of those. Very, very good. That's right. Yes, sir. Alka-Seltzer gives Mrs. George B. Kerr of Prospect Park, Pennsylvania, a fine Zenith portable transoceanic standard shortwave radio for sending in that question. That's always the reward when the quiz kids answer your question correctly, friends. If they miss, you get a big Zenith radio phonograph combination with automatic record changer, the new Cobra tone arm, and two FM bands. If you have a question for this program, just send it to Quiz Kids Chicago. Now, kids, in this question from George Hill of Bremerton, Washington, each command is made up of the last names of two men who held the same cabinet position in the United States government at different times, of course. See if you kids can name the position. Remember, it's the command, the two names. Here we go. Rush, forward. Pat?
Well, that would be Richard Rush and Walter Forward. Rush served under John Quincy Adams.
Right.
And Forward under John Tyler, and they were both Secretary to the Treasury.
That's right, Secretary of the Treasury. Here's the next command. Hunt, Moody. Patrick again.
Well, that would be William Hunt, who served under Garfield, and William Moody, who served under Theodore Roosevelt, and they were both Secretary to the Navy.
That's absolutely right, Patrick. Very good, my boy. Very, very good. Now, this question is from Lucille Miller of San Francisco, California, kids. Each of the following songs suggests a job you youngsters might like. And I don't mean on the street gang either, Melvin. One where you don't have to wait for your check, see? And of course, your union card, that's right, yeah. Now, you must try and get 2 out of 3 on this. What job does this song bring to mind? Harriet?
Well, that's home on the range.
Home on the range.
Ranching or farming, one of the two.
That's right, ranching or farming. And now, how about this next one? Joe?
It's magic.
It's magic, so?
Well, you could be a magician.
Magician, that's right. And you know something? Little Melvin's hand went up just almost the same time as yours did. What were you going to say, son?
Well, I was going to say, Rock-a-bye Baby.
Oh, well. No, the name of the tune was, like Joel said, it's magic, so it would be a magician. He's hardly out of the cradle himself, I want to tell you. Well, now, what job would this be? Melvin?
Well, this may be the song that I said before, Rock-a-bye Baby.
No, I'm sorry, Melvin. It isn't Rock-a-bye Baby. I wonder, Howard, if you could play a little of that just once more. Now you listen. All right, now. Melvin's going to tackle it again. Melvin?
Fishing.
Well, now, wait a minute, son. Why do you say fishing?
Well, because that's the song.
Well, what's the name of it?
Chiskelitke.
The what?
Chiskelitke.
What is that, Melvin? Is that Polish?
Yes, that's Polish.
Well, what does it mean in Polish?
It means the dreamy fishing world.
The dreamy fish war. That's right, absolutely right, yeah. That's fine. I'm just wondering, Melvin, could you sing a little of that for us?
Sure.
All right, let's have everybody be real quiet now.
Plum, 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 plum. Moja pani spać nie może. Plum, 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 plum.
Well, fine. Well, Melvin, that was just fine. Now, I like that that part there that you sang like that. That was very, very good. Now, you quiz kids probably remember that at the end of our program last Sunday, I gave you the first clue of your mystery question for this Sunday. It's a who's it question, and the clue is 3 feet, 9.5 inches, and 1 millimeter. Now, you children go into a huddle while we hear from Bob Murphy.
Friends, be honest now. Do you often eat more than you should at that big Sunday dinner? Maybe right now you're feeling a little uncomfortable and wishing that you hadn't had that second piece of cake. Well, you know, you don't have to let that stuffy, uncomfortable feeling of acid indigestion spoil your Sunday afternoon. Here's the thing to do. Get out your package of Alka-Seltzer. Drop 1 or 2 tablets into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, and then drink the pleasant-tasting effervescent solution it makes. And now you're all set. You're on your way to fast relief. Yes, just see how soon Alka-Seltzer helps to ease that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach. How effectively it acts to reduce excess gastric acidity. We promise you fast relief, and that's really what you get with Alka-Seltzer because it's already dissolved when you drink it, and therefore, right ready to go to work on your stomach distress. Make it a point never to be without Alka-Seltzer in your home. Get it at any drugstore, and when those tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more Alka-Seltzer.
All right, quiz kids, come on out of your huddle and tell us your answer to the who's it question. You know, everyone was over there in a huddle, but little Melvin, he just stayed at his desk. I guess he thought he wouldn't have much of a chance. Well, on the clue, remember, the clue was 3 feet, 9.5 inches, and 1 millimeter. Who's going to be the spokesman, Patrick?
Well, we think, of course, this may be wrong, but we think that's about the height of Melvin Miles. And we think Melvin Miles is the answer.
You think Melvin Miles is the answer? Melvin, is that your height, 3 feet, 9.5 inches?
Well, no, I didn't see. But the reason is I didn't get in the huddle because I figured I'd never get the right answer.
Oh. Well, now, there's nothing like being on the safe side, Melvin. Yes, sirree. Well, that is the correct answer, kid, by the way. It certainly is. We're going to clear up the clue, 3 feet, 9.5 inches and 1 millimeter. The abbreviation of a millimeter is MM, which are the initials of Melvin Miles. Yeah, and we found out from his mother how tall he is. He's 3 feet, 9.5 inches tall. All right, now I'm going to give you Quiz Kids the first clue to next week's mystery question at the end of the program. In the meantime, we'll go on with more questions here. This next question from our Alka-Seltzer question box is from Mrs. Joseph C. Fry of Ronceverte, West Virginia. Now, several state capitals have two or more separate words in their names. Can you name three of them? Patrick?
Well, I had one.
State
Santa
Cap-
Fe.
What?
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Santa Fe, that's one.
And,
Joe?
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
That's two.
And Carson City, Nevada.
Carson City, Nevada. Pat has his hand up.
Jefferson City, Missouri.
Jefferson City, Missouri. I only asked for three. You gave me four. That's wonderful, kids. That's fine. Virginia Ashby of Shreveport, Louisiana, thinks it's a good idea for children to read stories that teach a lesson. And she wonders if any of you boys and girls know these fables. Now, what lesson does the story of the lion and the mouse teach? Melvin?
That it always pays to be helpful.
It always pays to be helpful. That's right. Kindness is never wasted. That's very good, Melvin. Now, what does the story... What does the story of the dogs and the hides teach? Melvin, again.
That you should never try to do anything that's impossible.
Good boy, Melvin. That's right. Now, this next question is from Ralph Ryan of Toledo, Ohio. And to help with it, we have two real artists of the harmonica who have played concerts in both Europe and America, Bob and Agnes Ballantyne. Now, see whether you quiz kids can identify the rhythms in which they play the following numbers. All right, Bob and Agnes, let's have the first one. Patrick?
Well, that's Holiday for Strings.
So, what's the rhythm?
Well, you mean the exact time?
The tempo, uh-huh.
Well, I, Yeah.
Joe?
3-4.
No. Patrick?
Might be 2-4.
2-4. That's very good. Now, I'll tell you what. Let's have a little more on this last one, Bob and Agnes. I that was a little short, and I'd like to hear you two play. Four hands up. Pat's hand was first.
Well, that was Bumble Boogie from the Walt Disney picture Melody Time, and I'd say that that would be played in 3/4 time.
3/4 time? You'd say that? Well, how are you going to say, Joel?
6/8.
You were going to say 6'8"? And Ira?
2'4".
2'4"? Well? Oh? No? Any more? No, I'm afraid. Ira?
7'8"?
No. No. That's the size of my hat. Or, I mean, Pat?
Well, if all those were wrong, it'd have to be 4'4".
4'4"? Well, yeah. I'll tell you, the last part of it was 4'4", but the first part, what, Joe?
4'8".
No. No. Did you give up, Harriet?
6'8"?
No, it was boogie-woogie time, 8 to the bar. Well, you missed on that one. So that means that Ralph Ryan of Toledo, Ohio, gets a big Zenith radio phonograph combination from the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Thanks a lot, Bob and Agnes. That was very fine music. Now, here's a question from Elsie Hayes of New York City about animals that aren't animals. 2 out of 3 on this one. What kind of an elephant do you try to get rid of? Patrick.
Well, you try to get rid of pink elephants.
Yeah.
Because they,
I hadn't thought of
it. Because they will, they, well, that's a sign that you're going insane.
Oh,
and then, of course, in prehistoric animals, you'd like to get rid of the mastodon, which is a great big animal, much bigger than the elephant.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking
and
of...
And also, the Democrats like to get rid of the Republican elephant.
Well, I'm thinking of another elephant that you haven't mentioned yet. This really isn't an elephant, but, Joel?
A white elephant?
A white elephant. That's what I was thinking of. Now, what kind of a horse can't walk? Remember, this is... Ira?
A horse fly? Oh.
No. Pat?
Charlie horse.
Charlie horse. That's wonderful. That's fine. Joel?
A horse throat?
Well, all right. Pat has another answer.
A rocking horse.
A rocking horse. Both very good. Now, what kind of an eagle smokes a cigar? What kind of an eagle smokes a cigar? What kind of an eagle smokes a cigar? You give up on this? We've saved the question. I asked for 2 out of 3. You've given me 2. Ira?
There might be some Indian by the name of Eagle, Chief Eagle or something like that.
No. Well, you give up on this one. The kind of an eagle that smokes a cigar is one that belongs to the fraternal order of eagles. You know, I thought it'd be kind of fun to see if you would get that. The eagles are holding a convention out in Seattle, Washington, and I think a lot of them are listening in. Now, this romantic question is from Dorothy Finkbeiner of Salem, Oregon. If you found these initials carved on a tree, what famous sweethearts in opera might they be? T and I. T and I. Joel?
Tristram and Isolde.
That's right.
The opera was by Wagner.
That's right. That's correct. Uh-huh. Now, what sweethearts in opera might have carved these initials on a tree? R and J. Joel?
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. Now, can any of you quiz kids sing anything from either of those operas? Harriet?
Well, I can sing the waltz song from Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, you can? Fine. Well, you're not going to sing all of it, just a little of it, huh?
Well, shall I start with the first cadenza or just with the Je vais vivre?
Well, just jump right. make it easy on yourself, honey.
Je vais vivre dans la rêve qui m'ennuie.
Thank you, Harriet. That was very lovely. I'm glad you started with that. Now then, let's all take a breather while Bob Murphy talks about the past and the present.
Yes, and in relation to a headache, Joe. Now, friends, the memory of that headache pain you had yesterday or the day before or last week doesn't bother you very much today. No, it's that misery of the moment that headache pain brings on which causes all the trouble. Like this.
Jane, for heaven's sakes, can't you keep the kids quiet? I have a headache.
Or...
I'm so sorry, Bob. I just can't go. My head is splitting. I couldn't enjoy a movie.
Yes, friends, think back. You've been irritable, changed plans, made excuses for yourself at some time or another because you had a headache. And how different things could have been if you had remembered Alka-Seltzer. Yes, I mean your good friend, Alka-Seltzer, that you keep on hand all of the time for fast relief from acid indigestion. It can be just as effective in bringing fast relief from headache pain as from acid indigestion, you know. Just try it and see for yourself. That's right. Next time a headache makes you miserable, put Alka-Seltzer on the job and just see how soon you say,
"Well, what do you know? My headache's gone. I feel fine, thanks to Alka-Seltzer."
You said it. That Alka-Seltzer's really something when you want fast relief from a headache.
Yes, remember, when headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief.
I know you're all anxious to hear the first clue for next week's mystery question. I'll give it to you at the end of the program, so keep listening after the bell. In the meantime, here's our next question. Biographies and autobiographies are the favorite reading of Faye Amos of Kansas City, Missouri. She wants me to read only one or two lines from a famous biography, and you, children, are to tell who the book is about. There are two parts to this question, and both concern men who were imprisoned. Here's the first. "I am not a prisoner of war. I came on board the Bellerophon of my own free will after previous negotiation with the commander." Joel?
That'd be Napoleon.
That's right.
Because after the Battle of Waterloo, he insisted that he wasn't a prisoner of war, that he should be allowed to go to America, but he was imprisoned by the British.
That's right. Now, let's see about this next one here. Whose autobiography is this? "I have made for the Holy Church so many ornaments in silver, gold, and precious stones. Is this the remuneration you employ towards a man who has served you and loved you?" Pat?
Well, that sounds like Benvenuto Cellini.
That's
the famous
just who it
goldsmith.
Is. That's right, Cellini. That's correct. Now, this next one is from C.A. Dodds of Kansas City, Missouri. "What's the fewest number of pigs it would take to lie with their heads pointing alternately east and west, with three heads one way and three tails the other way?" There's a dandy. Harriet.
No, that wouldn't be right. I
think it wouldn't. All right. Ira? It'd
be six.
No, sorry. Joel?
Could I repeat the question?
All right. "What's the fewest number of pigs it would take to lie with their heads pointing alternately east and west, with three heads one way and three tails the other way?" Ira?
Three pigs.
No. Joel?
12 pigs.
No. Harriet?
10?
No. Oh, I'm afraid I got you kids on this one. Yeah. Five pigs is the answer. Now, you figure that out and you'll find that that I'm correct. Five pigs. It would take five pigs. Well, that means, Miss... Yes, sir, for the quiz, kid. So Alka-Seltzer gives away another big Zenith radio phonograph combination. This one goes to C.A. Dodds of Kansas City, Missouri. Mrs. Fredna Allen of Richmond, California, says that not everyone can be a quiz kid, but there have been several adults who had the nickname of Kid. Can you name two? Patrick.
Well, right offhand, I can think of the Cherokee Kid. That was Will Rogers.
Will Rogers, that's one. And, that's right.
Then Kid McCoy, a Kid, lightweight championship,
that's
lightweight
right.
Champion.
The prize fighter.
And I can name a couple more, too.
Well, all right, I'll ask for
Billy Southworth was Billy the Kid, the baseball manager.
Billy
nickname.
The Kid?
And yes. Then, of course, the real Billy the Kid, the desperado.
What was his name? You remember his real name?
Yes, William Bonney.
William Bonney, that's right. Billy the Kid. Mary G. Cronin of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, says she often hears parents discuss whether children should read comics, and now she would like to hear an expression from you quiz kids. What do you think are the good features, and what are the bad features of the comics, and what could be done to correct the bad features? Well, we'll start off with Ira.
We'll have all comic books funny, like Donald Duck and Walt Disney comic books.
Uh-huh. Have them all funny. All right. Joel?
Well, have the these adventure comic books look even more ridiculously impossible so some of the kids won't half start believing them. See, most of these comic books, you know, everybody wants to be like the hero in the comic book, and it ends up with everybody acting a little older than they are.
Mm-hmm. I see. And, Harriet?
Well, I think that there's one good feature about the comic books, the gruesome ones, that they do show that crime never, you never can get away if you commit a crime and if you go outside the law, and that the law always wins. But I do think that the comic books for small children, and any comic books for that matter, should be kept more like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and things like that. I don't say that they all should be like that, but I do think that the majority of them should, because I do think that in some cases they do more harm than good.
Mm-hmm. And Melvin?
Well, you says about the, you know, the part of it I could answer. You says how to control the bad comics.
Yeah, the bad features of the comics, uh-huh.
Yes, well, one way, the way I do it, I just go to the newspaper, the newspaper printer, and I tell them that we wouldn't like it, and then have them put in a nicer comic and something better and something new for the kids.
That's a good spot. Now, I think you've got something there, Melvin. And Patrick?
Well, I don't think I think that funny books should have the majority of comics on the stands, but I don't think that all adventure comics should be done away with, because not everyone has a sense of humor who likes comic books.
Uh-huh.
Of course not. There shouldn't be such ones like... Well, I wouldn't name
any names. No, let's don't mention any names. I don't think we'd better mention any names. Well, I think that was a very fine discussion, and I liked Melvin's idea there very, very much. Yes, I certainly did for 5 years old. Yes, sir. Well, let's get along to more questions. Now, if you quiz kids had jobs this summer and helped out these fictional characters, Mrs. E.J. Janso of South Bend, Indiana, wants to know what you would be doing. First, Tom Snout. What would you be doing if you were helping Tom Snout? What can we identify Tom Snout? No? Well, he was a tinker in Midsummer Night's Dream by Shakespeare. So you would be helping him mend kettles or possibly helping him put on a play. Well, you all heard the old school bell, children, and now the question is, who won? We'll have the answer in just a minute, for our judges are already busy adding up the scores. And while we're waiting for their decision, here's an important message about one-a-day brand vitamins.
Don't take chances. Are you sure you're getting all the essential vitamins you need from the food you eat? Remember this. Government surveys show that the meals of 3 out of 4 persons are short on vitamins. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Lack of vitamins in your food can cause you to feel under par and run down. So, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. 60 capsules, 2 months supply, only $2 at any drugstore. Potency guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Lack of vitamins in your food can keep you from feeling your best and looking your best. You can't afford to take chances. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules.
All right now, quiz kids, here are your grades. But whether you win or lose this afternoon, you will each receive a $100 security bond from the makers of Alka-Seltzer to help you with your future education. Remember, we're scoring now under a new mathematical formula which takes into consideration your age as well as the number of right answers you made. And Patrick was first, Joel second, and little Melvin third. Well, what do you know about that? As a class, we missed 2 questions... So we'll be seeing you 3 back here in school next Sunday, and you'll be competing with Kathleen Rhodes, age 9, and George Cooks, age 11. Now then, quiz kids, listen carefully. Here's the clue for next week's Who Done It question. Oh, boy. And remember, I can only read it once. Listen. Here's your problem now. 2 times 12 and how? Yep, that's it. Sure, all right. And you listeners, see what you can do with that clue, too. And be sure to attend school next Sunday to hear the answer. Until then, this is Joe Kelly dismissing the quiz kids. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Listen.
Listen to the Quiz Kids every week and listen to Alka-Seltzer's News of the World every Monday through Friday on most of these NBC stations. This is Bob Murphy speaking.